And a very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. It is so good to be with you. And this is the last episode of 2025. Oh my goodness. And what a year it has been for many of us. I was sat pondering on the content of this last episode. I was like, okay, well, shall I do something like a goal setting exercise or one that's focusing on building your dreams? Or shall I give you a pep talk around how to do next year in a different way, and we could do a high five and a fist pump? But to be honest, as I was thinking about all of that, it just felt really off, especially considering the kind of year that many people have had, which has been a year of immense growth. And with any kind of immense growth, it's challenging and it can be really confronting. So this episode is actually for those who are ending this year, maybe feeling a bit reflective, maybe slightly tender. Maybe you got a bit of what you wanted, but it came with a lot of effort and energy expenditure. Maybe you're feeling tired because some of the challenges you came through left you feeling exhausted and wrung out like a sponge. Amongst all of that, you may also be feeling a lot wiser and more empowered for some of the challenges, but it may also have left you feeling a bit disillusioned, or maybe all of the above. Because if this year didn't give you what you thought you wanted, or what you thought you were wanting to create and manifest in your life, it may have given you something far more important than all of that. And this is what this episode is about. It's all about what this year has been training you for. Because for many of us, this year has not felt expansive. It has not felt like there has been forward movement. I've worked with so many people this year in my coaching practice who have found some of the challenges that they have experienced to be deeply debilitating. They have found the gifts within those challenges because they have gone on a deeper inward journey. So it wasn't just experiencing pain in vain. It was actually for a good reason, for the opportunity of growth, which challenges always are. But there's many people that don't understand this kind of philosophy, and this is why it can always feel so much heavier. So if you're here and you've been on a healing journey this year, I just want to congratulate you. It's not easy. Staying stuck in past pain and repeating perpetual patterns and cycles, that's difficult. Finding your way out and finding a new way to heal and perceive reality differently and reprogram your mind, that's difficult too. But either way, you just choose your hard, but you choose the one that is going to get you the outcome and the life that you desire. And that's why I commend you for being here. So you may have found that this year has not been particularly flashy. It may have felt like you've been recalibrated on much deeper levels or on the highest spin cycle in a metaphorical washing machine. So it may not have felt like you're celebrating big wins or massive breakthroughs or great manifestations. Instead, it may have felt all of the above. But I want to let you know that this does not mean that this year has been wasted for you at all. So this may very well have been one of the most important years of your life. And I think like one of the biggest misunderstandings around the law of attraction is that it's all about staying happy all the time and getting what you want in the quickest possible way, in the most joyful way, hop, skip, and a jump, and without having to go through any of the healing work or the elements of taking personal responsibility. Of course, we all wish it was like that, but it's not. And that's not me being negative. That's me being honest about what this journey actually involves and actually entails. The law of attraction, manifestation, goal setting, consciousness expansion, self-actualization, whatever you want to call it, it does not work on just staying happy all the time, the toxic positivity. It does not work on just focusing on your desire alone. There's a lot more to it. And one of the things I believe that it works through is your capacity to receive, but not just your capacity to receive, your capacity to actually hold what you receive and enjoy what you receive when it comes. And I wish that this capacity to receive was built through ease and flow and the odd journaling here and there and maybe the odd affirmation, but it's not. It's built through a lot more than ease, flow, rainbows, and butterflies. It is only when that we are really stretched that we actually grow. It's only through challenges that we actually experience change. It depends which lens you are viewing your challenges through, which will determine whether you're going to grow beyond them or not. So yeah, it can be built through the feeling of pressure. It can be built through radical self-honesty. learning to take responsibility for yourself on deeper levels than ever before, becoming an active participant, not just expecting the universe to do it all for you, but actually engaging in your healing journey, and facing the parts of your personality that have been continuously sabotaging your growth and your happiness, so that you can experience more happiness, you can experience more joy, more playfulness, more abundance, more love, more healing. And that's the point of doing the deeper work. It's not to stay there in the mishmash of the shadowy gludge. No, not at all. It's in order to alchemize some of that denser energy so that once you've healed it, once you've alchemized it, you experience more good on higher and deeper levels than ever before. So this is all about nervous system recalibration, mindset training, the shadow work. Now remember, it's not just the darkness that lives in the shadow. When we do some of the deeper healing work in the shadow, we reveal some of our light that has been in the shadow too, which is really exciting. So it's not been about attracting more things for many people, but it has been about becoming more. So it's been about becoming more aware, becoming more stable, becoming more boundaried, more discerning, more reliable. And I mean reliable for yourself, trustworthy for yourself, more stable for yourself, no longer looking outward, which is what many of us do as a first port of call. We look outward in order to heal the inward, but actually it's the other way around. We need to go in order to change the reflection of our outward reality so that we can be more regulated, more empowered, more self-led, more inner reflective. So this year I've spoken an awful lot about fear-based manifesting and how our nervous system plays a massive role and how doing the healing in our shadow and in all the ways unbeknown to us that we have unintentionally created from our wounds and been driven by fear, anxiety, and lack. So we think we've been manifesting. We think that we've been doing the work, but actually we've only been taking action to try and stop something that we don't want to happen from happening. So we're not even manifesting at all. We're just moving problems around in the same reality. So that's what I've referred to this year as preemptive striking. So now this is an opportunity to look back on this year in a completely different way to what you may have done so before. It's looking at how you have grown. So yeah, you may have been stretched. Yeah, you may have been wrung out like a sponge. Yeah, you may have been pushed and challenged and stretched right to the edge. But you've grown. You've grown resilience. You've grown strength, determination. You have used these challenges as opportunities to help you to become stronger, to become wiser, to become more self-led, more regulated. And it's all been so that you can stop living life in survival, so that you can stop creating more in survival, so that when it does come to goal setting and vision boarding and affirmations, you're not coming at those powerful techniques from the survival energy of fear, only creating more of the same. You can come to the goal setting, the vision boarding, and the affirmations from something far more powerful, which will get you results a lot quicker. You may have found that you've become aware of areas that you've needed certain things in order to feel safe, or you've needed certain people to be a certain way in order to feel loved and secure. And awareness is key, right? It's key to everything. Having the awareness of these things is your first step to self-liberation. And quite often, it's the thing that we want that we think is going to help us feel better, but it's not. We're always looking for a feeling, always. And I'm going to go more into this in the next episode, the first episode of 2026. I can't believe I'm saying that. So what we are always looking for in everything that we do is we're looking to feel safe. We're looking to feel loved. We're looking to feel stable. We're looking to feel good enough. We're looking for all these different things. So that's when we search outside of ourselves. But if your journey's been anything like mine, you'll realize actually that that's a thirst you can't quench, because it is not out there. Out there is a reflection of inside, of what's going on inside of you. So if you use your life as a reflective mirror, instead of looking in the mirror and trying to fix and change the mirror, you go inward and start tweaking where the reflection is coming from. It does have to come from within. And I know that that can be one of the most annoying things to hear. I don't know about you, but somebody once said to me, well, you know, you've got to be able to love yourself first. And I used to just like roll my eyes in my head thinking, yeah, whatever. But actually, it's so true. If you're looking for deep connection and love and loyalty and trust and understanding, you have to become that for yourself first before you attract that into your world. And that can be annoying, but it's true. We need to learn to become that of which we are searching for. And that's what this year's been about. That's what these challenges that you have gone through has been about. And when I went through a bit of a deeper healing journey of my own earlier part of this year, I went on a real deep dive into some of my wounds. And the very wise part of me, it was almost like a voice in my head, I guess, it said the only way out is in. So the only way out of any stress, any chaos, any mess and pain is going inward to the part of you that is continuously and perpetually creating the pain from your wounds. And that's what I mean by doing the deeper work. Because we know that when fear is the energy underpinning our desires, that's when it feels like we're just getting the opposite of what we want. And that's so annoying. It almost feels like the universe is conspiring against us and that we're being punished in some way or another. This is why I want to share this with you now so that you don't have to spend the next year and the year after and the year after that going through the same. Yes, life is always going to be and present challenge. Because as long as you want to grow, as long as you want to get to your next level, you are always going to have little challenges and tests before you up level, always. And so, yeah, sometimes it does feel like life pauses your dream, puts it on hold. And I guess if you look at it through the lens of it's doing that to protect you so that you're not taking your wounds into your dreams and then creating a nightmare. Now, this year has been training your system for sustainability so that you can become a strong, solid foundation to build your life upon. It's like one of my friends said to me, Hayley, if you're listening, she said, it's like building a house on sand. I was like, exactly. And I love that. It's like building a house on sand if you don't create that strong, solid foundation within you, because it's just going to feel like everything you're building is just falling away and crumbling, and it's going to take extra hard work to try and keep it together all the time. This way is building a house on strong, solid, concrete foundations that can hold your dreams, hold your heart's desires so that you can live in them and enjoy them. So for many people, this year has been about a pit stop, if you like, to reevaluate, to heal, to build these stronger foundations. So yes, it may have been tiring and your nervous system may be completely wired and utterly tired. But look at the qualities and the gifts that you've unlocked. Instead of looking at, well, I haven't manifested the boyfriend or the house, or no, you may not have, but you have got something which is far more precious. And these are the character traits required for you to build something far better, more fulfilling, and way more sustainable. So those awarenesses that you've had, those realizations you've had, how you've shown up differently in some of the hardest patterns and cycles that you've experienced probably, look at how you have continued to search, the willingness to continually learn, to heal, to grow, to listen to this podcast, read books, find something new, better, just different ways. Because remember, if we always do what we've always done, yep, you're going to always get what you've always got. But you've done things differently this year. And that will pay off. So yeah, for many, this has been about creating stability, whether you've realized it or not. Because you may have noticed that trying to push forward, trying to make your manifestations happen, it may have stopped working. You may have got wrung out like a sponge in the meantime, or got the opposite, like I mentioned. In fact, what you've potentially been doing is just creating more exhaustion in your own system by trying to force outcomes. So you may have noticed that old coping mechanisms no longer soothed you, no longer served you. And this is the universe, God, your higher self pushing you for more, because you deserve more than just moving problems around and experiencing temporary relief and going back into the problem again. You deserve more peace than that. This, my friend, has been all about your initiation to your next level. Your system has been invited out of survival mode and into something far more beautiful, far more embodied, far more heart-led, more conscious, more aligned, more congruent, and more honest. So yeah, you may have found that you've had times this year where you've lost motivations for things that once drove you. You may have questioned relationships. You may have questioned your work even, whether it's something that you actually want to be doing. You may have questioned your identity, your spiritual beliefs. And that's a good thing. It's been a good thing that you've been questioning all of this, because all of that has been built on the past version of you that has been trying to build the house on sand. It may not feel like a good thing at the time. I get that. But ultimately, you'll see it's a good thing when you look back and you can start connecting the dots. Because certain relationships and certain people and certain job positions or whatever it might be, they need to fall away because they were the part of the old you, the old year. No, I know it doesn't mean that it's easy. In fact, it's really, really challenging at times. My heart absolutely goes out to you if you've had the ending of relationships or rug pulls in other ways. It's not easy. But if you look at it through the lens of happening for me rather than to me, you'll see that this was one of the biggest gifts of your life. It's all such important work. This is discernment on higher levels than ever before, because your old motivations, which were driven by fear and lack, they have dissolved. They are dissolving. I mean, quite often it means that they weren't even rooted in truth to begin with. I know certainly for me, there's been a lot of things I haven't felt motivated for this year. And that's because the energy that drove me in the first place, not all of it, but in part, was coming from some kind of worry or fear or lack. Like I say, not say I didn't enjoy it or learn a lot from it, but there was the seed energy of fear or trying to force in one way or another. So a lot of it may have also been rooted in you trying to prove yourself, like overworking, trying to prove your value, prove your worth, trying to prove you're good enough, trying to be seen, trying to be heard. You're trying to get somebody to say how good you are, how great you are. You may have noticed your people-pleasing patterns. You may have noticed that you were avoiding some of the deeper work. You may have noticed that you've been in performance mode or putting on masks and pretending you're okay when you're not. And not really showing the world who you really are, but who you think the world thinks you need to be. And that's the part of you that feels like you have to be someone else in order to be accepted or loved or acceptable. But all that does is just sends an incongruent energy out from your being. Because when you're not being yourself, when you're not being true to yourself, when you're not being honest with yourself, it sends out a mistrusting, dishonest vibe. Even though you're not a mistrusting and dishonest person, it sends that vibe out. And you're not going to attract all the opportunities and the people and things that you want into your life. You may attract more of the same, which keeps you looping in some of the painful patterns and cycles that you want to get out of. So this year may have been teaching you how to move through life without abandoning yourself, without rejecting yourself, without betraying yourself. And that's massive. So that is a deeper work that ultimately gives you the best results. So it's worth considering, like, where did life slow down for you this year? Like, even when your mind wanted to speed up, where were you slowed down? I'm going to put some of these prompts in the show notes as well if you want to journal on them. Where were you asked to feel rather than fix? Because when you feel, you heal, right? And from a manifesting perspective, you would have heard me say Andy Dooley's quote, feeling first, manifestation second. So it's feeling, it's all about feelings, but many of us, we have suppressed our feelings. So maybe this was a year that you got more in contact with your feelings, which is alien and a journey in itself, especially if you're used to squashing them down or numbing out in some way or another. That's massive. And rather than brushing things under the carpet, were you invited to get in touch with your feelings? Did you get in touch with some of them? Your feelings, like I said, they play such a massive role. Where did you reach the edge of old patterns and realize that they were no longer working for you, no longer getting you the results that you once got? Maybe they once kept you safe, but now they're sabotaging your good. So these moments, they weren't detours. They were all training grounds. This year was a training ground. A lot of people actually think that growth comes from being more confident and more self-assured and more driven. But real growth often looks like becoming more honest, more truthful, more discerning, more empowered, more in your own power. So yeah, it may have been a tough year, but you've emotionally matured more than you can probably grasp right now. You may have learned to sit with discomfort without numbing it. You may have learned to hold boundaries without over-explaining. You may have learned to tolerate uncertainty without abandoning yourself. And this isn't small work. These are the foundations we're talking about. You have laid solid foundations this year for you to build upon. So yeah, you may have noticed your shadow showing up more clearly, noticing where you're being triggered more, where you're reacting more. And some you may have caught, but others may have taken you on a real deeper healing journey, like a runaway train. Like some of those triggers, they're very difficult to catch, especially when they're deep wounds. And just because you've been triggered and maybe you weren't able to catch them, it didn't mean you were going backwards either, because you had awareness around them, which is something you didn't have before. So celebrating that awareness is so important, because that means your soul is getting ready to meet these wounds without turning away from them. But awareness is always step one. So it's not about fixing yourself, because you're not broken in that sense, but it is about reclaiming the parts of you that had to exile in order for you to survive. And when those parts come home and integrate, that's when your energy changes. It won't change instantly or dramatically, but it will change steadily and reliably. And that's what we want. And that's when you begin attracting the new level of relationship and health and wealth and abundance. So this year's trained you to stop outsourcing your power, stop outsourcing your safety, your self-esteem, your regulation. It's taught you to stop looking to outcomes or relationships to make you feel better. It's taught you to stop needing external validation to affirm who you are. And that's huge, because when safety comes from within, dreams stop being about grasping and pushing and forcing. They become joyful. You become aligned. Everything starts to feel so much easier. Life stops feeling like that battleground. And if you are ending this year feeling quieter or more tired than you've expected, that's because you've grown. That's because you've softened in your reactions. If you're more aware of your patterns, even while working through them, that's because you've grown. And growth isn't always loud. Sometimes it's the absence of chaos that actually tells the real story. So you can ask yourself, and these, again, I'll put into the show notes, like, what am I able to hold now that I could not hold a year ago? And what reactions in me have softened? What patterns do I catch earlier? What patterns am I aware of? And where am I less willing to abandon myself? And whatever your answers are to those, they're all signs of your healing, signs that you're integrating, signs that this work is landing for you. So if 2025 has stripped something away, it's because it was never meant to come with you. If something didn't arrive, it's because you were being prepared for something better and not punished. And if you're entering the new year without a clear plan, without declarations, without pressure to reinvent yourself overnight, that may be one of the most aligned places that you have ever been. Because nothing needs to be forced. You're not behind. You have been in a powerful training process. And that's massive. So if you'd like to go deeper, you're welcome to book a free consultation. If you want to do one-to-one coaching, we can explore your patterns, your blocks, and your desires at these deeper levels that I've been speaking about. I've also got the guided meditations on the Inside Timer. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes. And of course, you can download your free energetic reset if you would like to draw a line in the sand of time and begin the new year with, you know, more kind of grounded support rather than, you know, feeling like you're being pressured in to reinvent yourself. So thank you so much for being here with me this year. Thank you for your kind support via donations. I've really appreciated that. It's very helpful to keep this channel going. Thank you very much for your emails and your messages. And just thank you for supporting and sharing these episodes. And thank you for doing the deeper work, because I'm a great believer that each one of us that takes responsibility for ourselves and for our pathway, we make this world a better place. And we're a part of the betterment of the collective. And that's it for me. And I cannot wait to be with you again in 2026. I can't believe I'm saying that. Anyway, take care. Lots of love, and bye for now.